Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. We are certainly very glad to have you. And if you're returning to this podcast, welcome back. You are wise. Just a couple of things we want to share so that you will know whatever you can expect, what you can expect whenever you come to this podcast. You can always expect a word of encouragement because we believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So when you come to this podcast, you can always expect to receive a word of encouragement. And what we expect from you is that you share the podcast, information about the podcast, where we are. Let people know that we're here. Help them find the podcast. You can let them know some things that you found interesting about the podcast. And if you want to communicate with us, because we, like you, need a word of encouragement as well, and whenever we hear from you, it's encouraging to us. We have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that email address is gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We want to hear what you have to say. If it's something that you feel we know, because many of you probably study the Word of God as much as we do and have things you want to share, or maybe you think it's something that we need to know that we're not saying, please email us and let us know where you are. Give us a good time and we can set something up, even if you need to talk to us. We have access to conference lines. We can work it out. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Just leave us your details and let us know when it will be a good time to contact you. Just another thing I wanted to say, a couple more things. You can call it housekeeping if you will. Here at this podcast, we believe in God. We do. We base everything we do on the written word of God. And we have a wonderful tool that we use that we'll tell you about that you can use. And the last time we used it, it was free. I used it today. Pretty much every day I use it. It's called BibleGateway.com. Again, that's BibleGateway.com. And if you visit that website, you will find a number of translations, different translations of the Bible. All you have to do is pick one that speaks to you, that's easiest for you to read, and read the Bible for yourself. We suggest that everyone read the Bible for themselves. We believe in God here, and we know that everyone has free will of choice, and it's your choice what you choose to believe. We're just here to encourage you and share from personal experience anything that we can from our experience with our relationship with God that we think might be helpful to you. And then, of course, if you have any questions and you email us, we're glad to communicate with you and just share whatever we have so that you can have a higher quality of life. That's what we are about here, having a higher quality of life. Now, just to tell you a couple things more, I am walking through my 7th decade, looking into my 8th decade. So I've been around a while. I've seen some things. I have made some comparisons. I know what works for me. And I know believing in God and having a personal relationship with God works for me. So that's just what I believe. Now, I can't tell everything in just one episode or one segment. So if you visit the podcast library, you will find a number of episodes. They build on each other. Just look at the subjects and just pick the ones and listen to the ones that speak to you as often and as much as you want to listen. Because that's one good thing about a podcast. You can listen and listen and listen and listen. until you get what you need. So do that. Go to the library. I suggest you read. And then contact us and let us know what you think about it. So, personally, I seek the Lord about everything I do because I am getting more mature, hence the title of the podcast, Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion. So I'm all about finding out what that abundant grace means for me and what I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, because I believe in him and I've accepted his word as truth. I want to know what benefits I'm loaded with daily, because in reading the word, I found in the word that I'm loaded with benefits daily. There are certain things that the death of the Lord Jesus Christ bought for me, and his righteousness was imputed to me, and I want to know what that allows me and who I am, you know, in that reference, and just learn to navigate this realm through my relationship with God as best I can so I can have the best and the highest quality of life. So just sharing that with you, and as I've explained, if you want to contact me, you know how you can. So today, and just seeking the Lord to find out what I should share with you today, I believe he said, identify the weapon. Identify the weapon. In his word, having read his word, I learned, because I believe his word is truth and I can stand on it, and I've learned that the Lord God has just made provision for me. He continuously supplies all of my need according to his riches in glory. That's what I've learned, and I have scripture to back that up. I base everything on scripture, and I believe the truth of his word because I've proved it in my life. Yet I know on a daily basis, because I live in the world, I'm not of the world, but I live in the world, I can see everything that's going on pretty much in the world around me, especially now that we do have technology and the internet, and we can pretty much just from our phones and wherever we're at, wherever we are at any point in time, pretty much everybody has a cell phone now, and the country to which I live has made it possible, no matter what economic level you're on, if you want a cell phone, you can have one, which gives you access to all of the information that's on the internet. So it gives you pretty much a number of things to think about. And you can see what's going on all around the world. And I'm telling you, most of the time when you see what's going on around the world, it can be troubling. It can be troubling. If you're human, if you're thinking about conditions of others, it can work a couple ways for you. Number one, you realize how blessed you are, because the majority of things you see happening in the world, I can honestly say, are not happening in my world. Because there are two kingdoms of operation in this earth realm that we live in. There's a kingdom of light that's in operation and a kingdom of darkness. I'm so thankful I've learned to identify the kingdom of light, which is God's kingdom and how it works. And I'm living in that kingdom, and characteristics of the kingdom of light are righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And if you go to remember I told you about the library of this podcast, you can find out various things about righteousness, and you can find out, just if you just listen to the various episodes, you'll find out certain things. And if you got questions, you know, you can email me. So I know what kingdom is in operation in my life because of my relationship with God. I told you I was entitled to some things. You'll hear me talk about, or you can see the library where it talks about personal relationship and the word of God and what the word of God means and how to work the word and so on and so forth. You can learn these things. And then you can learn to identify weapons that are formed against you. It's been told to us, those of us who've done the one thing that was needful, which is receive and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, we've learned that weapons are formed. They're formed. And you have to learn to identify what a weapon is. Really, weapons come, they're natural, they manifest, yet they initially start in the mind. Thoughts, how we think. So we have to learn to identify the thought. What we're thinking about and where it's coming from. Weapons are used to injure us, to defeat us, and to destroy us. That's what weapons are used for. So thoughts that come to injure you, defeat you, and destroy you, to contend against you, cause and try to disturb your peace, causing struggle within you, strife, standing, trying to stand and maintain it themselves against you, they are not from God. Those are weapons, and you have to identify what that weapon is. Any thought that would injure you, defeat you, weaken you, cause you distress, is to destroy you. That contends against you, that you're constantly having to struggle with, that's a weapon. We have God's word, though, which I believe is truth, and it says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Which means that that thought may come. You will hear me refer in other episodes as birds flying over. That thought may come, but if we know who we are in Christ, you'll hear me mention in other segments. That's why it's important that you go to the library and listen to various segments, because they build on each other. You'll learn that they will not succeed. They will not succeed. And if you continuously listen to segments, you'll learn what you need to know, what you need to do, how you can resist those birds that fly over, how you can resist those thoughts, those negative thoughts, those wrong thoughts, thoughts that are outside or not the kingdom of light, but they're operating from the kingdom of darkness, and it's a barrage against you. Those are weapons that are formed. We can't stop the weapons from being formed, but we can believe what we know God has said. No weapon formed against us will prosper. And when you read the scripture and understand the scripture about God's word being truth, absent from error, if you read how God's word is immutable, it cannot be reversed. No one can pluck us out of the hand of God. We belong to God. And we believe that his word is truth. And when we believe and understand that Jesus knew, God knew we were going to have these thoughts. He knew what was going to happen. He knows who we are. He knows where we are. He's promised to be with us always. He would never leave us or forsake us, so he's right there with us. He just wants us to pivot, to shift from, turn away from things that are not operating in the kingdom of righteousness and look to him, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. We can count him faithful. You can hold on to what God has said, even when you don't have strength. You can go to him because he has promised he will strengthen us with strength in our inner man. So when those weapons are formed, when they're trying to come, when they're trying to take a seat in your thoughts, contending with you, trying to cause you to struggle and strive to give them more room and more energy, you can look away. You don't have to look at that. You can pivot from that. And what God has said is that thought will not prosper. It will not succeed. That circumstance will not prosper. It will not succeed. It will not reach its destination. Yet the battle, you have to contend for the faith. You have to contend to hold on to what you know God has said. That is why it's important that you use the tool BibleGateway.com, that you read the Bible, whatever language, common language, whatever works for you and speaks to you, you have to read that. It's important that you memorize scriptures that are strong to you to help you increase your faith, to help you. God's word will build you up, not tear you down. God's word will edify you, because everything you experience, everything you see, things in the world, although they're lawful to us because God has given us liberty, everything is not expedient. Everything does not edify us. God told us to get wisdom. which is the most important thing, to get wisdom. He said in another place in his word that he has become for us wisdom, Christ's mind wisdom, righteousness. His righteousness was imputed to us at the cross. Sanctification, he set us aside. We were chosen by him. We are the apple of his eye. And redemption, he's redeemed us. Whatever penalties were against us, when he went to the cross, he redeemed us. But we have to believe that, hold on to that. His word, he tells us in another place in his word that his words are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. So all of those weaknesses, everything, every weapon that's formed against us, it won't prosper when we receive his word. When we read his word on a daily basis, when we commit his word to memory, we'll learn to identify what the weapons are, no matter how simple they are. Any care is a weapon. Anything that will try to steal your peace or move you away from your peace, no matter how small it seems, it's a weapon. That's why he said, cast all cares on him, because he cared for you. He does not want us to become devourable. He said no weapons. He promised in his word that no weapon formed against us would prosper. When we are led by the Spirit of God, when we walk and are led by the Spirit, we form Christ's mind habits, Christ's mind thoughts. When we respond by submitting to the word of God, to Christ's mind precepts, when we determine ourselves, even if it's just counting him faithful, when you don't know what you're going to do, just count him faithful. Because even when we are not faithful, he is. Whatever we are not, he is. Recognize the thief's work. The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy us. But the Lord said he has promised in his word that no weapon formed against us would prosper. To overcome, we do have to be led by the Spirit. We must submit to the Christ mind thoughts. We must get wisdom, which is the principal thing. We must allow Christ mind wisdom and thoughts to permeate our thoughts. We have to allow it, because he will not violate our free will. We have to identify and distinguish the characters of God. We have to distinguish who those thoughts belong to. The thief comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. So if those thoughts that are coming do not edify you, they are not God. Thoughts that come from God bring life. And it's not God if they're not bringing life. He said we have his all-sufficient grace, the divine ability when we receive it, to focus on him, to look to him under any circumstances, in any situation, and expect results from God. Because he said he would never leave or forsake us. He promised to be with us always. It is impossible for God to lie. Just identify the weapon. Identify that it's not, when it's not from God. And turn to our Lord Jesus Christ, counting him faithful. Learn to identify the weapons. And turn to God. Just cast every care to God. I hope I've said something that will bless you. In Jesus' name, I want to hear from you. Amen.